farmers, agriculture organizations, and community members gathered in Crookston, Minnesota yesterday to learn more about a proposed project that seeks to bring economic value to Polk County. Epitome Energy has plans to build a soy innovation campus, which will host a soybean crush and biodiesel production facility. In a packed room, Epitome Energy CEO and President Dennis Egan announced the permitting process has begun for the facility.
The sooner we could get into that permitting process, the better we're going to be so that we can hit some deadlines for fall of next year. So we've hired two firms, one called Sunday Engineering that's going to handle the environmental review process, our EAW, and then the other experts that we brought into the room is a company called Wink, who actually permitted the other biodiesel plants and the other crush facilities in Minnesota, and frankly, the South Dakota and North Dakota facilities as well. So they understand the process.
Once operational, the value of soybeans in northwest Minnesota has the potential to increase by an estimated 20 cents per bushel. Egan says the other big piece of news was regarding the size of the facility.
We're going from a 21 million bushel facility to a 42 million bushel facility, so we're doubling the size of our crush. We're still working through the financial modeling on whether we build that all in one big technology or if we have two separate lines and stage it. So, but we wanted to ensure that we had the capacity to have that throughput with that volume of beans.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Crookston, Minnesota, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.